anything to it, Tom?
He did nothing. That's all.
How much of a concern does that feel?
Well,
becoming moving forward.
It's always a concern, but hopefully it'll subside and he'll be ready to go. He has a sore knee.
But Kenny,
he's sore. He was sore.
Tom, can you see improvement in New Orleans defense the last 3 weeks?
Sure. Mm-hmm. More aggressive. The Atlanta game is a good example of that. The most recent Atlanta game. Atlanta won the game, but they were reduced in the amount of yardage that they attained.
Tom, I know every time a coach takes over a unit, there are different pieces and different parts, but how much of Spaz at some point do you see?
Well, you can see, no question. Yeah.
What types of...
Well, that's for me to...
In general.
But you can see that, Steve. You know, just remember when he was here and how they played. That's what you start to see.
When he was here, it took a little while for his system to catch on with the guys. Do you see that with the Saints too?
Well, I would imagine that's the same thing that took place there.
Tom, what's your take on Roger Goodell in Time Magazine this week suggesting perhaps that the NFL will eliminate kickoffs?
I wouldn't have any comment. I didn't see it, first of all. I'm sure that'll be an off-season discussion.
When you look back at, you know, Wilson's carries and his work on Monday night, how do you assess what you saw?
He runs hard. You know, he ran hard and he showed that he can go in there and play. There's no question. I don't think about that. He has learned. He has developed. So we need that. We need to be able to count on, you know, a number of backs this time of year and really at any time.
His assignments were on point.
They were. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the way Jaquizz Rodgers ran against the Saints defense last week and perhaps see David Wilson going in there and doing similar things?
I did see that, yeah.
How did Jaquan look?
He moved well. He did. He practiced well.
Even more encouraged this week than last week?
I think that would be a good assessment.
Tom, with Kenny, I know you let him in there a little bit. Is it a matter of weighing whether it's worth getting a few plays out of him versus whether the rest will help him?
Well, there's other considerations too. I mean, there's a workload at other spots and special teams and, you know, the way in which that plays out in terms of number of snaps people get. So there's a lot of considerations.
Did he have a setback last week that he was?
I don't think it was a setback. Just something he's dealing with.
You talked yesterday just the idea of all the weapons that Breeze has at his disposal. Is there any one that you're more concerned with that you have to prioritize?
No, I don't think you can do that. If you do that, you're exposing yourself to the other aspects.
What did you see from Keith in his first prolonged play in a while, Keith Rivers?
Well, he obviously did a nice job recovering the fumble, but he played well. He did.
A little rusty or...?
Didn't appear to be too rusty.
Tom, when Jason Pierre-Paul says that Drew Brees presents an easier challenge than the one you just faced, do you know where he's coming from on that?
He's not in any way inferring that it's not a difficult task. I think what he's referring to is the number of assignments and particulars, specifics that the previous offense forced for all the defensive front end linebackers and secondary in terms of assignment football point blank. And so I think he's referring to that, just the difference in the styles, not in any way that Drew Brees isn't an excellent player, because he wouldn't do that.